Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today I want to share with you how to push on in your life pursuit despite obstacles. This is very important because as long as you are alive, and you want to make something meaningful out of your life, as long as you're alive and you have drive, you have pursuit, you should set goals. And when we set these goals and decide to pursue them, what happens a lot of times is that we encounter obstacles. Yes, obstacles are those things that stand between us and the goal we have set to achieve. Obstacles are the obstructions, yes, that stand between where we are now to the goals we want to achieve. It's not the distance. It's actually something stopping us and saying, yes, I know you want to achieve this, but I won't allow you to achieve it. That's what I call obstacles. And what it means in practical terms is this. If you decide you're going to be educated and you don't have money, that is, poverty is a problem. It's an obstacle. If you decide you want to have marital bliss and you have a problem with relating with human being, it's an obstacle. If you want to have a good work relationship with your colleague, your employers or employee, and you have a problem with anger or your temper, it's an obstacle. And if you want to increase your sales or reach a target and it's not happening, or something is just stopping you from getting there, it's an obstacle. Now, the focus of my discussion today is to show you how to deal with this obstacle and move on to your goal. I like you to understand something. Obstacle is sure to happen to you. You are sure to encounter it as long as you are alive and have goals. And you are actually pursuing those goals. It takes being idle or even doing nothing at all to have an obstacle-free life. You know why I'm saying this? So you stop saying, why is it me that always have obstacle? There's nobody that doesn't have obstacle. Maybe you just don't know about other people's obstacle. And don't start thinking, oh, I wish it to stop now. I pray it stops now, but please, I do not think it actually stops now. So as long as you live, you have goals you are pursuing, just know that once in a while, things come between that goal and where you are. When they come between that thing and where you are, don't start crying. And don't also start looking at anybody doing you anything from the village. It's common for us to interpret everything that happened to us that we have enemies or people who are using diabolic methods to hurt us, to obstruct what we are doing or stagnate us. I don't think about them for one reason. My faith and religion teaches me that they don't have any power over me as long as God is by my side. What it means that even you, let's assume you are listening to me now and you decide to do something to me, you cannot do me anything that God did not approve of. I stay very close to God. That way, I'm hidden under His shadow. What it means is that even though 1 million people die by my side or they use diabolic means to attack people, I am free. And the point I'm making is, don't start looking at obstacles as, oh, they have done it again from the village. Nobody's doing anything from the village. Even if they are, it's just a reflection of how powerless you are if they actually get you. So please understand that obstacles are normal things in life. What we do to them is that we overcome them, we push on despite them, we develop strength to overcome the resistance of obstacles on our way. We do not give up because of them, and we do not start crying, oh, why me? Or think that something is wrong with us because we encounter obstacles. Now, having said that, I also like you to understand that when obstacles come your way, it doesn't just come. I would like to say this, although obstacles are sometimes they are not human beings, even human beings that are obstacles to you, they don't even realize they are obstacles. But the general concept of obstacles, I want you to understand something about it. When obstacles come your way, they want to ask you, bros, do you really want to get this thing? Baby, do you really want to get this thing you want? Now, your job is to show them, yes, my guy, this thing I want, that's what I will get. A proof of the fact that you actually want your goal badly and you deserve getting it is that you develop strength to overcome the resistance that any obstacle is posing on your way. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when obstacles come asking you that question, answer and say, yes, I am able to take on this my goal. I'm able to achieve this goal. I'm able to get this result, and you cannot stand by me. How you prove this is by developing resistance above the obstacle or developing tact on how to deal with it. Now, there are certain obstacles that all you need is to develop resistance and push it aside or push it by the way or push it forward or push it out or even destroy it. There are others you can do nothing about apart from developing tact on how to move around them and move on with your life. Move around them and achieve your goal. Move around them and get the results you want. It depends on the nature of your obstacle. But the bottom line is this: you must just develop resistance to move on with your life despite the obstacle. Now, I'd like you to understand something about developing resistance above obstacles. Now, there are obstacles you encounter because of deficiency in your character. Yes. When I was starting, I said something about if you have a problem with your temper, it's an obstacle because it's standing between you and your ability to work with your colleague, your employers, and those below you. Now, it's an obstacle because if you don't have a good work relationship with them and you're their team leader, it's a problem. If you have a poor temper, it will affect your ability to work together even with your colleague or those who are below you. Now, even if you have a temper problem, generally it's a problem that will affect you no matter where you are or what you do. It's an obstacle that stands between you and getting the results you want. How do you develop resistance above an obstacle like this? It's a very simple thing. Settle down and deal with your temper issue. And somebody say, Brojit, is that dealing with temper issue that simple? No, there are some things you need to learn to do it. Now, I'm not trying to preach to you. My name is Joseph, so what it means that I'm a Christian, and I'm going to say some of the things, what I understand how to deal with this thing from my own perspective. You can listen to therapists, psychologists to show you, okay, how to deal with temper depending on what your problem is. But the bottom line is this: you should settle down and ask yourself, what can I do to deal with this temper issue? And for me, one of the key things you can do to deal with a temper problem is this: understand that that is not the way forward. One, also begin to look at this thing from the angle of, I can do without being angry. Calm down when you want to react. Over time, talk to yourself until you come to that point where you feel, I can deal with this in this way and this way. It's better to keep quiet than to react harshly. It's better to calm down and react this way. Once you can train your mind, your body will respond almost naturally. And when your own obstacle is, for instance, poverty, begin to look at, how do I get money for education? Your own obstacle is something like, you need to increase your sales and it's not working out. Begin to learn, what do I do to be able to market my business to other businesses? How do I get more customers in this location? If you have a language barrier, begin to take a course on language. Anything that is standing between you and getting your goal. Your business is this: develop strength to resist the resistance. Once you can get that done, you are good to go. What it means is this: you have been able to deal with that obstacle and you can get any goal or any result you actually desire. My point in this whole discussion today is this: as long as you are alive, you will encounter obstacles in different places at different times with varying degree of resistance. You cannot give up on life because of those obstacles. What you do when you encounter them is very simple. Develop strength to overcome their resistance. And what you need to do is to learn how to do it, how to tackle them, how to go around them, or need to learn what you should learn on your own to make you stronger a person to deal with those obstacles. Once you can get that done, you have moved on. Please note this: you must not allow obstacles to stop you. Your goal is more important than any obstacles, and you have to prove to any obstacle that come your way that your goal, you are actually deserve to achieve your goal and you are good enough to take it by developing resistance above any obstacle that come your way. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojit Step Up, brought to you by Brojit World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojit.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.